UNFPA is gravely concerned about the violence that has continued in Sudan for the last 5 days. We're particularly concerned about the impact on the disruption in health services, including those that serve pregnant women and adolescent girls. For the 219,000 estimated pregnant women in Khartoum alone, we find that there is very little that we can do in terms of provision of care, and they have not been able to access any form of safe delivery. To give you just one example that would probably drive the idea home, there was a woman who was trying to get to a hospital desperately. She was delivering. It was a rather complicated case. On the way, she was caught in the crossfire and a bullet hit her. Although she was rushed to the hospital, and UNFPA is providing services even over the telephone in terms of guidance and telemedicine, wherever it's possible, we were able to save the child, the baby, but the woman sadly died. We're gravely concerned at situations on the ground where the respect for civilian life and access to medical care is not respected by conflicting parties will result in more cases like this. We really and truly wish and ask that all of the parties in conflict respect international humanitarian law, particularly where access to health care is concerned.
And what is the UNFPA doing right now in terms of providing life-saving health care in Sudan?
You know, I wish I could give you a better picture and paint a rosier picture of what our services are like. UNFPA has many staff members who are Sudanese. The majority of our team are national staff. They are under the same fire as are our international staff, as everyone in the country. With the airport closed, with all of the land entry points into Sudan, access in and out of the country has been made impossible. That has not allowed us or any of our partners who work on provision of vital medical services, including those for safe delivery for pregnant women, to be able to access the facilities to the degree that we would expect. Sudan had already been under a lot of duress and the healthcare system at risk. With it completely derailed by the fighting, we are unable to provide even whatever materials and supplies that we have and have it accessible to the facilities. As an alternative, we've been looking at innovative solutions, including a hotline, including another telephone line where you can call in and you can be given some sort of guidance for safe delivery through medical professionals and our network. It's not the perfect solution, but it is the only one, and we are trying our best to ensure that we also provide psychosocial counseling where we know that stress has been placed on the families who have been under siege, hearing gunfire, and trapped in the crossfire.
You mentioned that the majority of the staff, UNFPA staff in the country, the majority of them are Sudanese, and they're caught under fire. What UNFPA is doing right now to ensure the safety of those people and their families?
Well, the safety of any people within a specific country is the responsibility of the country itself. The UN has been working with all of our counterparts to ensure and promote and actively engage all of the parties on a ceasefire. I, as the regional director and our representative on the ground, have been exceptionally active in communication. We are on the line all the time with our staff members, providing space for them to speak, to talk to us. We have security specialists on the ground communicating continuously with all of the staff. We have been trying to ensure that where there are vital shortages of water or food, particularly where we have single women-headed households or individuals with a specific health care, that we provide them with a number that they can call a doctor and try and get the services that they need. However, all of our staff, national and international, are under the same situation now that every other person in Sudan is, and that is very much caught in the crossfire.
Do you have any message to the Sudanese women?
I would like to say, first of all, to the Sudanese people, I wish you nothing but peace and prosperity, and we hope that the violence and the conflict comes to an end soon. For all of the Sudanese women, we hope that you will be able to raise your families in peace, be able to have your children with safety, and ensure that you live a life of dignity with UNFPA and the UN support.
And what do you want to say to the conflicting parties?
I would ask the conflicting parties and urge them just to remember that every person who is born on this earth has the right to dignity and to live in peace and prosperity. And in order for that to happen, we urge that they drop their arms, stop the violence, and open dialogue so that there can be peace in Sudan.